And at number one, perhaps some of you have figured out why we're here tonight at Noo, Canada's Best New Restaurant 2016.
The announcement of the Best New Restaurant in Canada was made by En Route magazine editor Charlene Rook at a restaurant named Noo, perched on the Vancouver waterfront. While the name sounds appropriate, it's actually spelled N-U and translates from the French into nude. Many of the dishes served at Noo are stripped of all pretense to reveal their natural flavors. The rest of the restaurants named in the top 10 are found across the country, in cities as large as Montreal, Calgary, and Toronto, and towns as small as Picton and Port Dalhousie, Ontario.
I'm a foodie. I'm an unabashed foodie. I've always loved food. And no one was doing anything about the country's food nationally.
Arjun Basu is the editor-in-chief of En Route magazine. He came up with the idea of a national survey of new restaurants 5 years ago when he noticed some exciting trends emerging in Canadian cuisine.
So we looked around and we said, why don't we try and do this and let's see what happens. And we really were flying by the seat of our pants, no pun intended. Just let's see what's going on in the country, and we did, and the response was phenomenal. And the response is really what kept us going, because we really felt the response was proof that people were, one, were ready for it, and two, they wanted it. And we've been doing it every year, and every year it seems to get bigger and bigger. And it's our fifth anniversary now, and I think this whole program has gone up as Canada's food consciousness, let's just say, has gone up as well, has risen.
Chris Johns is the food journalist who had the enviable, although daunting, task of visiting 35 new restaurants across the country to come up with a list of ones to watch. He always gets a great snapshot of Canada's latest culinary developments.
One of the things I noticed really is a big rise in Calgary. I mean, the restaurants that are opening now are abundant. First of all, there's a ton of them. They're becoming more sophisticated than they have been in previous years, and ambitious and expensive sometimes. I mean, they're good restaurants opening in Calgary, and a lot of them. Obviously, Vancouver, which has done well in all the previous years, this year took the top spot, and I think that's indicative of just how, you know, exciting things are in Vancouver and in BC in general, restaurant-wise. We had some wine regions in Niagara and Prince Edward County in Ontario, a couple of good restaurants opening up there using local ingredients and presenting them in a sophisticated way, which is encouraging. I think I'd like to see more of that, and that bodes well for that region. That was an exciting trend. That's where the products are, not only the wine, which draws a lot of people in, but growers and cheesemakers and bakers, and they have access to, really immediate access to these beautiful products.
Restaurant number 5 on the top 10 list is Vancouver restaurant Rare. Restaurant director Tim Keller was there to pick up the award, which had him quite excited.
You know what? Overwhelmed a little bit. You know, when we started this venture 3 years ago, it was a 2-year process before we could actually open our doors, and you kind of don't allow yourself to think about how good it can be. Like, it's that passion that drives you to it, but you don't really think about awards and accolades. You think more about the immediate award and a smile on a guest's face. So you say that, but in reality, when you get awards, they're really nice.
So Tim was going to head back to Rare after the party at Noo, pop a bottle of champagne, and celebrate with all the staff. A finish in the En Route top 10 usually means an immediate increase in business, a wave to ride for the next few months as first locals come in, and then as the rankings get published in other national and international media, foreign visitors come around. But it can be a mixed blessing. Ironically, the restaurant that used to be where Rare is now, Bis Moreno, closed just a couple of years after winning number 2 in En Route in 2003. Moreno, the chef owner, told me one of the reasons why he closed is because people stayed away. They couldn't get a reservation immediately after the awards were announced, and they never bothered coming back. Both Tim Keller of Rare and Harry Kambolis of Noo told me they're going to have to handle their properties very carefully in the aftermath of their awards, and Harry says the pressure is on.
I think that's one of the toughest things about the restaurant business or restaurant industry, is that when a place does get that much exposure, people expect the most amazing, magical things, and there is a dose of reality that comes along, and where you do go to these restaurants, go, hey, it is just a restaurant, or it is a restaurant serving food on plates. It's not this magical place in the clouds. So the expectations are really, really high, and it's really hard to fill everybody's expectations when you win an award like this. At the same time, we will try as hard as we can and do as much as we can to fulfill every single guest's need, and usually they leave happy.
If you can't get into the top 10 restaurants right away, En Route has also provided a list of 25 more new restaurants to watch across Canada in the November issue. And whether it was coincidence or not, the National Post newspaper published its list of top restaurants in Canada last week. So you might be spoiled by choice. I'll have all the links to the info you need on my website, dongenova.com. That's food for thought. I'm Don Genova.